Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, ha ha. Hey,
hey.
Yeah. Oh, oh. Yeah, Ebro in the morning, Laura Styles, Rose and Burger.
Oh yeah.
Good Tuesday morning for you. With big weather plans today, you know what I'm saying? Big. It's going to be big outside. It's going to be real popping. It's like, now the sun will shine. It'll be 47. It was kind of chilly yesterday. I ain't going to hold you. It's kind of chilly outside. But we got a 54 looking forward to. This weekend's a mishmash of sun and rain and things. And allergy sufferers, it's already begun. Hopefully you're jumping on your allergy meds early. Laura, you're on yours, right?
I started a couple days ago, but man, it's kicking my butt. Itchy eyes, dry and watery nose, it's kicking my butt.
Yeah, I can't figure out if I'm groggy from allergy medicine, tired from Selassie kicking everybody's ass in here.
Yeah.
Or just, you know, I don't know what's going on, man.
Right. No, you know, but just so you know, anybody who suffers from allergies, it's definitely kicking everybody's butt. Like, it's here. It's here. The beginning is of whatever pollination or pollen or whatever's happening, man. Nature is naturing and our noses are running.
It's real in the field. It's really real outside. It's really real. Big Summer Jam rollout yesterday. Festivities with Doja Cat, Offset, Sexy Red. We got a shout out Red Man and Method Man. Going to all be rocking with us for the Summer Jams.
Yeah,
do we have tickets this morning, Laura Styles?
We do not have
tickets. Yo, what kind of summer jam is this?
I know. They didn't give us tickets yet. Tickets go on sale March 23rd at 10 a.m. But you can sign up at hot97.com/insiders to be the first to buy tickets before they go out to the public. So
also, Sleepy Hollow, David O, Kyle Rich, Jen Carter, and Tata T. Grizzly. UBS Arena, June 2nd is going on, man. I'm really excited to see Doja Cat on that stage for sure. Offset Same. Too. There's a lot of people. David O's a great show. Method Man and Red Man, we know that's legendary. So it's gonna be a good time, bro. It's gonna be a great time at the Summer Jam. On the line right now, let's see. We got Chip. Yo, Chip. And Samantha. Chip.
Good morning.
Good morning, Samantha. Or are you Chip?
No, I'm Samantha.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
What happened to Chip?
Morning. Good morning.
Chip, what's your real name, sir?
Jay.
Jay. How'd you land at Chip?
I'm right here.
Wait.
Chip.
Wait, then who's Jay?
Ain't no Dre. It's just Chip.
Wait, didn't somebody just say their name was Jay?
Yeah, that was weird.
Am I confused? All right. I'm having a stroke? What's going on?
No.
I heard it.
Nah.
Okay, so I wasn't by myself.
No.
So, Chip, what's your real name?
Chip King.
Chip, so your parents named you Chip?
Correct.
Wow. Is that like a family name?
Nah, it's my name.
All right, good stuff.
Yo, man, it was a pleasure building with you, man. I thought Chip, maybe it was a nickname for something.
Nah, that's what everyone thinks.
Oh, are you tired of answering that question?
Nah, it's cool.
It's cool? Yeah, I think I'm just trying to understand. Like, is it short for Chipper? You know what I'm saying?
Why would it be short for Chipper?
Why? I don't know.
Chipper's an adjective, bro.
Well, maybe. I mean, listen, there's people named Hunter.
All right.
Yeah. So maybe he's a chipper. There's chippers. There's hunters. There's all types of stuff.
True. True.
Samantha, who you want to represent you today? Me or Laura Stiles?
Laura. Congratulations,
Laura.
Even, by the way.
Laura. 60 seconds on the clock. Juanito okay. with the questions. Let's play Laura Never Lose.
Here we go. This R&B artist just delivered an emotional...
Ebro? An R&B artist. Emotional.
Emotional.
So Chris Brown.
Wrong. Emotional speech at the NAACP Image Awards.
That would be Usher.
Correct. What is the tallest mountain in the world?
Ebro. That would be... the tallest mountain would be Himalayas.
Wrong, Laura.
Kilimanjaro?
Wrong. Mount Everest.
Oh, Mount Everest. Yeah, I'm sorry. Which rapper, in the Himalayas.
Which rapper was just at the White House?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Fat Joe.
Correct. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Ebro.
Ebro. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Michelangelo.
Wrong. Laura.
Leonardo.
Oh, Leonardo.
Correct. Which rapper recently made fun of?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Drake.
Wrong. Made fun of new rappers in his recent stand-up routine.
Oh, I don't know. I guess
T.I. That was T.I.
Does comedy.
Correct.
Yeah.
And, Laura wins.
Laura wins. Samantha, great guest. Chip, sorry,
come
man.
Come on, Ebro.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, man, your name is Chip. I don't understand it.
I knew some of them.
I don't understand Chip,
I knew some of them. All right, I'll leave you all with a quote of the day, all right?
Oh,
I
can't wait.
Everyone that's out there.
Here we go.
Tough times don't... Tough times don't last. Tough people do.
There you go.
There you go.
That's why we still here. Toughing it out. You know what I'm saying? Yo, has there ever been a year that Summer Jam's been announced and people didn't have problems with it?
No, every year.
Every single year. Why y'all didn't do this? Why y'all didn't do that? Look, coming up, Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles.
Oh, coming up in the Flash and Lights report, man, Nicki Minaj is sick, and that's why she had to cancel some stops, but people were really concerned about her. So I'll give you the details on what's happening with her coming up, Flash and Lights.
97 minutes commercial-free.
Coming up next
at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked. All you are, I'm gonna show you my
hand. Mm-mm. Summer Jam artist, Doja Cat. Yo, one of the biggest artists in the world on Summer Jam. You're going to be able to get your tickets soon. What's the protocols, Laura? How you do it? You can, like, get Insider or something?
Yeah, you go to hot97.com/insiders.
There you go.
It's like our little special club, you know what I mean? To get all the special, like, info before anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
So just go ahead and sign up.
Also, T Grizzly 41 is out there. 41 Kyle Rich, Jen Carter, and Ta-Ta, Red Man, Method Man. Offset, Sexy Red. I'm hitting Sexy Red with the button today. I don't care if she's on Summer Jam or not. Mm. But first, Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the Flashing Lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the Flashing Lights. Laura Stiles can put us on.
Aw, man. The Barbs, the fans were upset because due to doctor's orders, Nicki Minaj had to reschedule her NOLA show.
Is that New Orleans?
Yes. Mm. They put out a...
New Orleans, Louisiana, April.
Got it.
Nicki is still sick. Our team does not want to run the risk of getting others sick, and Nicki would not be able to give NOLA the show they deserve. And she put out a tweet saying, Barbs, please send me some healing energy. I woke up feeling like I had COVID. Thank God I don't. But you guys are everything. I appreciate you. I love you so much.
They got all type of viruses flying around out here. Hopefully she ain't got that RSV. Maybe she got that flu that feels like the COVID.
I hope not.
I was about to say, it's
terrible.
Interesting. It's interesting these days, with all due respect, when people are like, oh, I pray I don't have COVID. I'm like, you might just want to have it be COVID.
Yo, right. Real talk.
Instead of these, like, upper respiratory infections that are lasting weeks.
Like, knock on wood for COVID, especially if you were vaccinated at some point, it's going to just hit you and move on in a couple days.
Look, even if you're not vaccinated and your body's just gotten, you know, accustomed to the virus, there's
right,
people walk right through it.
Times.
Right. Right, because let me tell you, these upper respiratory infections are bussing people up, man.
What?
people are just like have like these dry coughs or sticky coughs or wheezing. Like, I have a friend who's like on almost 2 months of dealing with it.
Mm.
And her doctor's like, there's nothing really you could do. You got to ride it out.
Speaking of wheezing, maybe when Nikki doubles back on New Orleans, y'all will get a, you know, a Lil Wayne pop out or something.
Right, Weezy a little special Weezy. Treat.
You know what I'm saying?
A little special treat. Yeah, maybe she'll make it up like that, but that would be dope. But hopefully she gets well soon, man, because, yeah, it's hitting a lot of people.
Crack-a-lacking.
Yeah, that's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 7 a.m. Today will be a high of 46 degrees, partly cloudy, and alternate side parking is in effect.
Speaking of crack-a-lacking, the Knicks put a little crack-a-lack on those Golden State Warriors in the Bay last night.
Talk about it.
119-112 on the road. How's that West Coast run? Well, we'll talk to you soon, Juanito. We'll come back around to you. Maybe you'll be prepared for some Knicks analytics. Maybe we could even talk Yankees when DJ John pops in at around 7:45 to give away some tickets. Also, Ride or Die, congratulations. You played yourself curved. It's Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg on a fine Tuesday morning. Good morning.
Yes! WQHT FM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Commercial free, none but hip hop.
97 minutes nonstop.
Coming up next.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Make me harder, make me lose my breath in
the
water.
Sebro, Lauren Rosenberg, good morning to the people everywhere around the listening massive. It's happy to be here, Tom. Rosenberg, do you have some sort of tint on your glasses now? Or are they like, they have like a color to them?
No, these are totally clear.
Totally these clear.
These ones, yeah. I'm going to get some that have some sort of...
Oh, okay.
Of
all right. What's that called?
I don't know.
Just tint?
Probably.
Like an official...
Probably.
Just tint.
Tint. Just tint. Yeah. Or hue. I don't know.
A hue?
Hue.
I'm going to get
like
some
those.
Different ones.
Those are the ones. Like, when I grow up, I want to have those. You know what I mean? Where they got, like, a little haze to them.
It feels weird to wear that, though, like, to me... casually all the time. Because then it's like you're wearing sunglasses basically all
right.
the time.
And then the room is like yellow. Everything you see is yellow.
Which is kind of cool, but I just don't know if you want it 24. I wouldn't want it 24-7. Honestly, all of it's annoying 24-7 if I'm being honest with you.
The glasses is getting on your nerves.
I actually still enjoy it just because I see so well. But right. like there are times when you don't feel like having something on your face. Hey, yo.
Wow.
You know, but it's better than not seeing.
True, true. Laura Styles, how you doing this morning? How you feeling?
I'm good. I feel good. I'm chilling.
I have a question. Do you know what you're doing for congratulations? You played yourself. Are we sticking to the plan that we had, or you got another plan?
Well, I have. I'm going to give it to these kids.
Oh, okay. You're going with the kids.
Yes. This article really sparked my interest. Now that I read it, I'm like, oh boy.
Oh man.
So let's go.
Alright, well, let's get into it, because I'm giving it to Summer Jam artist Sexy Red. Let's do it.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop up, playing yourself, yo. Playing yourself, yo. Playing yourself.
I feel like Cass Warren will be able to verify this for me before I get too deep into this. Congratulations, you played yourself.
What's happening?
Is it real that Sexy Red has merch, hats, red hats, almost like the Donald Trump hats that Make America Great Again, but her say Make America Sexy Again? Is that true?
I don't know if she has merch, but she definitely had a big one on the Rolling Loud stage, a big blow-up one.
That's it, Make America Sexy Again.
And I saw people wearing the hat, too. I saw.
Yeah, I did, too. I saw people wearing
the hat. So, let me get this right. Her acronym for her movement isn't MAGA, it's MASA.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's not what you want.
That's what you wear. That's what you wear.
Hey, bro.
Congratulations. I mean, it's not what you want.
What I don't think they thought it out that far. Slavery going on, man.
Yeah,
I don't think they thought it out that far yet. Ebro.
They didn't. It's not that far to think about it. Those hats are called MAGA hats. You have to think it through that far.
Yeah, that's what we doing out here. That's hot to ya. Massa, I'm rocking my Massa hat.
It's terrible.
Yo,
hit the button again.
Congratulations.
I hope she brings it to Summer Jam. Bring that hat to Summer Jam. I want to see what happens.
Ugh. Well, what do you think would happen at Summer Gym?
Are you I don't know. I have no idea. I really want to see. I want to see if people are in the Massa hats at UBS Arena on June 2nd in Long Island.
Because apparently, if it's just up to people, the fans, they think whatever is hot. They just, you know.
And I don't know. Just because people like a song or like an artist don't mean they're going for everything, bro. But maybe they are. Massa hats is what's cracking out here.
I'm going to do myself a favor and everybody else and not give any takes on Sexy Red until what day, Summer Jam? June 2nd?
June 2nd.
I'm going to lay out until June 3rd.
You feel like you think you could potentially jeopardize her showing up in her Massa hat? Is that what you're worried about?
I don't know.
You've already had an experience like this?
I've had an experience and I don't have a lot to say. So I'm going to just wait until... Wait until June 3rd.
Listen,
go ahead.
Listen. She got records in the club. She definitely deserves to be on Summer Jam. There's no question about that. The records are moving out here. She got a record with Drake. So she doing her thing. Like, there's no question about that. But I'm not just going to let a Massa hat fly by, guys. Sorry, I'm not that guy. Hit the button on Sexy Red.
Congratulations.
And if Cass is right, oh, they didn't think about it that far. That's really the button. Unless that was your intent. Unless that was your intent. Because I immediately went, so what's the acronym? Because the MAGA hat, you know, it's part of the movement. It's the acronym. I don't care. Now, I do want to make it clear about something. I don't know if everybody's aware of this. Sexy Red's from the mush, from the street. She built her way up. She's doing her thing. A lot of rappers, when you see them come out in support of Donald Trump, I firmly believe it's one of two things. A, they think that they're, you know, potentially championing people who want to get stimmy checks and PPP loans and get money back in the hood. And they felt like there was money in the hood during Donald Trump because they don't really know how it actually happened. So they just know that people was getting little side money and little side hustles when Trump was in office. That's the end of their thought. So they don't even know how that happened. They don't know that it was actually the Democrats that did that. The second part is they think that they can pay to get a friend or a family member pardoned because when Trump was in office, people in the street had access to dropping that money, 20 grand here, 50 grand, whatever it costs, finding the right lawyer to get close to Donald Trump and getting the name on the pardon list and getting a buddy out of jail. Or getting their own record expunged on a federal level if they have charges like that. So it is there is a hustle in their mind when they're saying, yo, if I just play along, I might be able to help a friend help myself. So I think people need to understand. I don't think this is political sophistication at its finest.
You don't?
No.
I don't think so.
No. I don't. But so I just wanted to make that clear that I do see the grift, the hustle in a lot of what people are doing. And specifically with Sexy Red and these Massa hats. listen, rep your Massa if that's what you into. Hit the button.
Yo.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Laura, what you got today?
So I read an article on this new trend that's happening, guys. It's called train jacking. So they're like these mini joyrides in which teens attempt to drive out a service train stored underground or in yards across the city. So they have these, because I was like, how do they even know how to break in and like operate it? So they have like these special group chats on Discord and WhatsApp groups that kind of give each other tips on how to operate a train. So people get in there, they buy MTA caps, they dark clothes, they buy the vests, they make the whole thing, guys, the whole thing like a costume. And then they break in and they drive out with these stolen trains. What kind of jail time do you think that someone who gets caught will get?
The real kind.
I feel like it's a lot. I feel like it's a lot.
And if they're not giving the real con right now, they're going to change the numbers on it and give y'all the real con. And they also going to hit you with this button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
No. But like, my favorite part is it's not really like stealing a car, right? Because when you steal a car, it's mad roads. Maybe you could get away with it. Where are you going?
You're only going to go but so far.
Yo.
You think that nobody's going to notice a runaway train? Like, just out there? Bro, this is so stupid. This is such an easy way. A ticket straight to jail.
I mean, listen, bro. Anything for the TikToks and the grams, man. Yo. Anything for the clout. Man.
We've seen this so repeat stupid. Itself for years now.
Oh, man. Yo, the real thing, though, is where exactly are you going?
Like, how far are you getting?
The train lines have endings.
I can't.
It's really bananas.
Stupidity. It's a different level.
But you know, youth mischief, stupidity. It's pretty common. It's been going on for a long time. Rosenberg, what you got today?
Yo, this one sort of blew my mind yesterday, guys. For some reason, because I like to get angry, I suppose. I'll go check what Michael Rappaport has been saying on social media.
No. Rosenberg, why?
No, I just can't help it. Because, like, you know, for example,
you were looking to be triggered.
Yeah, well, like last week, Chuck Schumer gave a really powerful speech in the Senate where the highest ranking Jewish politician in American history, Chuck Schumer, gave a speech on the Senate floor where he basically said Israel needs to hold a new election.
Mm.
He did it in a way that was respectful, but very clear. As he put it, Bibi Netanyahu has lost his way. And his ability to lead right now is driven solely by his desire to protect himself politically.
Mm.
And this is too dangerous. It's too horrible for the people of Gaza. And it's too dangerous for the long-term future of Israel. And as a result, we need to hold a new election in Israel. It was a very powerful and thought-out speech. And to think about Chuck Schumer being willing to take that step, when you think about him being the high-ranking senator from New York and who he represents and the people that he's been friends with over his entire career, he made a decision here, bro. That was
Not only did he make a decision, but I'm sure he spoke to other people who have made that same decision who he's speaking on behalf of.
He did not go rogue.
No.
He can't go rogue. He had to think this out, all right? So I went to go see what Rappaport had to say, knowing that he's a hawk who thinks that the only way to get results is continued bombing of Gaza.
When you say hawk, is that like a war hawk? Is that some sort of like warmonger terminology, a hawk?
That's right. Okay. That's exactly what it is.
Got it.
And so, you know, he's all in favor of the bombing. You know, he's one of these people who just repeats the phrase, let the hostages go now. Which, by the way, a concept I'm sure all of us agree with. But I don't know if you know this, but the terrorists who took the hostages are not just going to go, oh, did you say let the hostages go? Oh, we didn't know you wanted that.
My bad.
I don't know if you know you're not dealing with a normal sovereign government, right. But whatever. So I went to go see, and obviously he was mad at Chuck Schumer. I believe his quote was, if you're a politician and you're mentioning Israel, the only thing you should be saying is let the hostages go. I went, really? That's the powerful political things you think our leaders should be saying, is just repeating the same phrase over and over again, not trying to do any work with our ally, the ones that we're funding. We shouldn't be talking to them about what they should do. We should just repeat, let the hostages go. All right, really powerful, thoughtful stuff. But then I saw yesterday, he posted a list of all these people on TikTok who were like, you know, very pro-Palestine, whatever. I didn't see who each person was. But the theme of what he was saying was, here are all these people who now say all of this stuff about Palestine and Israel. Mm. And I looked, this is according to Michael Rappaport, I looked. None of them mentioned anything about Israel, Zionism, Hamas, Palestine prior to October 7th. That's what he said. To which I said, that's you, my man. I never heard you say a word before October 7th. No. What are you? You think you just get a pass on this because you happen to be Jewish? Bro, I barely knew you were Jewish prior to October 7th. And you're calling out other people saying they're grifting because now they, and by the way, I'm sure he's right that some of them are.
I called Michael Rapaport last time he called my phone was because I left a comment calling him a grifter in his comments because I was like, yo, bro, you are going so hard line. You got to be hustling money, bro. Like, this has to be doing something for your brand.
You were a guy who never mentioned this issue publicly, and it is now the only thing that you talk about. And you have the nerve to call out other people as if they're different? Yo, hit this guy with the button. My God.
Yeah. Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yeah, I can't take it.
It's a good time. It's a good time in the world. And by good time, I mean bad time.
You played yourself.
Oh, very interesting time.
Interesting.
I'm sure you guys covered Kanye West's proclamation that he invented all the music of the last 20 years. I took yesterday off. I was tired, man.
We gave you the button yesterday.
How come?
Hello, because cool,
you like to get up on the radio and act like you're showing Selassie some, yo, man. Give Selassie another W, another big dub yesterday for baby Selassie, putting down dad. Skip work. I'll tell you what.
I mean, Selassie gets the W, but the real congratulations I played myself was thinking I could ride 75 miles, come home, turn up with the family, and by turn up, I mean eat a bunch of food and open
hang out, try to be fun.
Hang out, try to be fun on a weekend where we were exhausted. Went to see Wicked on Friday. Exhausted on Friday.
Yo.
Then Saturday, my idea of having a birthday was just to have the whole family around, sitting around looking at TV. I was so turned.
Well, you thought that would have been low-key enough, but yet you're so washed that was still too much for you.
Too much. But did you guys, Kanye West proclaims he invented all the music in the last 20 years. You guys spent some time on this, I'm sure.
Didn't we hit something else about Kanye?
We didn't.
We're going to get into it this morning because I can't take it. I mean, there's a lot about Kanye West that's annoying. And I really don't, I get emotional about some of it. But when it comes to talking about this hip-hop thing and his contribution to music, he's contributed great music. But he did not invent a goddamn thing. The term invent can't go unchecked. It can't go unchecked.
I don't know if you know this, Ebro. A lot of things with him in these interviews he does, they go unchecked.
Bruh, it cannot.
But they do. People just want to hang out.
Nah, bro. He must think like it doesn't even matter what people who actually know what's going on think. I'm just catering to my audience that bows down and slobs my knob anytime I say anything.
Hey. Oh, and now I remembered. Yesterday we did the Kai Cenat bullying attempt.
That's what we did yesterday. When did Kanye West become hardcore? When did he become thug? When did that? I missed that transition. Kanye must, honestly, this must be all wrestling to Kanye. It's like he's going straight heel. Like, he sees what The Rock's doing at WWE. He's like, you know what?
He's not trying to get down with this.
I'm rolling with that. That's a good play right there. Yeah. Keep it locked, man. We're 97 minutes of commercial-free music, Cast 1, right now. Curves is happening next. DJ John's pulling up with tickets. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man. What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
It's Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg. Good morning. debating the Summer Jam lineup is what we do, baby. Summer Jam lineup just came out yesterday. Redman and Method Man celebrating 30 years of Summer Jam with us. That's going to be a phenomenal set. You got Doja Cat up there if you like that. If you like that hip-hop, that's also pop. Doja Cat's up there. If you like that hood hip-hop, you got Sexy Red up there representing the strip clubs and the streets. You know what I mean? You also got T Grizzly. You got 4-1, Kyle Rich, Jen Carter, and Tata coming out of Brooklyn. They got big tunes. They're going to be on the stage. Who I'm leaving out? Oh, that's right. The superstar, Davido, will be on that stage repping Nigeria. Make sure you get up in the building for his phenomenal performance. He's great on stage. So Summer Jam's a lot to talk about. People love to debate it. Who should be there? Who shouldn't be there? Why is this one there? I'm hearing the comments on the Hot 97 Instagram are very negative against Doja Cat. That's the word. But they really, really love nothing negative to say about Sexy Red. They love Sexy Red. This is the comments on Instagram.
I mean, you know Instagram comments. It's always where you get the best stuff.
Well, I think Sexy Red is one of those. I mean, clearly she represents the ratchets. But also, I think it should be noted, Sexy Red isn't a negative person, like as a person. Like she doesn't seem too negative. Like she doesn't go at people on the internet. She's not like mean spirited at all. Like you've never heard her having problems with people, I don't think, have we?
Mm-mm. Like negative as in beef starting.
Yeah, like she seems very just here to have a good time and turn up and make turn up music.
Yeah, that seems fair.
I think if you're offended by Sexy Red, the offense is maybe the raunchiness of it all, the strip clubness of it all, maybe the ignorance of it all. Mm. But other than that, it's very just a good time, I guess.
Inclusive, shall we say?
Well, I was just going to say just a good time.
If it's your idea of a good time, it's just a good time.
It's just a good time. That's what I'm saying.
It's not beef music is what
you're saying. No. And it doesn't seem to be promoting, you know, anything too crazy other than, you know.
I mean, Breeze, don't push
free
me,
sexuality.
Bro. Don't push me because I'm close to the edge. I'm close to the edge.
I thought that's where we were at. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Sexual freedoms.
Yeah.
You know, making it out of the hood, having fun with my friends.
This is an interesting presentation.
Am I wrong? Laura, am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Yeah. Because people, the number one thing that people love Sexy Red for, they were like, yo, she's just her true authentic self.
How did they know her authentic self?
Well, I mean.
Well, based on what they see.
You know.
Oh.
Right.
Oh.
This is based on what they're being sold.
Right. Oh, okay, what they're being sold. Got it. Yeah, sure.
You know what I'm saying? So I think she's going to get up there with her MASA hat and have a good time.
Oh, my
God. Make America sexy again. I hope she brings the hat, bro.
I don't know. I don't want to see the hat, but.
Yeah, I don't want to see the big red hat at some point.
I have a feeling she will. I have a feeling.
Why, man? Maybe the MAGAs and the masses will get together at Summer Jam. So you'll have some Make America Great Again hats in the building. Some MASA hats.
Why would this be what we want, what anyone wants? I don't.
I'm just saying it's not necessarily what I want. I just want to see it. You know what I mean? I would be entertained.
I don't want to see it.
Yeah, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see.
Call right now, 800-223-9797. DJ John is here.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
The DJ John, big Knicks fan, big Yankees fan. How you feeling about your Knicks last night?
Four in a row.
All right.
These Road Warriors are, you know, not another
Road Warriors.
Yeah.
Love the Road Warriors.
Love Road Warriors.
Road Rage. Love it.
Yeah, Road Rage. All that stuff. Yeah.
What?
No, the great game last night with our OG. You know, McBride came up big, 29 points, I think. What else? What else happened? I mean, seeing OG's injury is kind of like.
He's got what they call a nagging injury.
Yeah, they're trying to.
But this is the same elbow he just had surgery on, correct?
Correct. So he sidelined a couple of games. That saw.
So he came back a little too fast, maybe.
Too fast. Could miss multiple games concerning his injury.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I mean, Otherwise, Brunson's having a great game. Great couple of four games.
You don't say.
Yeah, man.
I got Brunson. I hear he's pretty good.
Oh, he's pretty good.
I've heard about him.
He's phenomenal.
Now, what about your Yankees? Have they figured out how to replace Gerrit Cole yet? What are they doing?
Not yet, but last night, last game was a special guest came out on the mound to relieve Rodon, was Joe Torre. So that was pretty cool seeing Joe Torre come back on the mound to relieve.
Huh? Yeah.
That was fun. That was a neat moment.
Okay.
He's 84 years old.
I know. Pretty. I was going to say. But it's very cool. Sounds heartwarming.
DJ it was Joe. Heartwarming.
So who's starting? Wasn't there a thing about Stroman not wanting to start or something that wasn't supposed to leak or something? Marcus Stroman said, don't put me in. I'm not starting.
Yeah, Stroman, that's, they said that, well, no one really knows. But yeah, Stroman said apparently that he didn't want to start game one. He'd rather start the home opener.
Yeah. Fight for the home is the big one.
Hmm. Rosenberg, why'd you take DJ John's segment? I was trying to. He said, "You know, he comes in here every day to audition for the Michael K show. You know, that's what this."
Oh, I know that's what I know. That's the skit we've been running with. But there was a pause there, so I just thought he wasn't answering.
You wanted to help him out.
Yeah, so I don't want to overtalk everyone. You know,
so thoughtful, John. This is why you deserve a slot over there with Don, Mike, and Peter. You know what I mean?
This is how long you're running this skit for a while, huh?
I don't know. I didn't realize it was a bad skit. I thought it was pretty funny that he would never get it, and we would audition him every day.
I mean,
he does get DJ slots at parties, right?
Sure. Yeah.
He does. I've seen him.
Yeah, this has gone down bad. I know, man.
I didn't know this was such a bad idea.
And now it's going to turn into a thing. Me hating on John.
Yeah, this is bad.
I didn't know. I didn't know it was going to go there, man. I didn't know he was all negative on John.
You guys are negative all day, man.
All right.
I got tickets, though. Listen, be calling number 9 right now. You can get tickets to see Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj. Wait, is she doing this show?
All right. Listen.
Hopefully. She's
what's
better.
The date on this show?
May 1st.
So she'll be well. She'll be fine.
Yeah, she'll be good. Barclays Center, so you'll be in the building, man. Mayhaw by Live Nation. We have Nalisha on the line.
I see Naisha.
Naisha?
Yeah, I don't see Alicia. I don't see an L in it, but maybe you're right. Let's go to Naisha. Naisha, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Am I saying your name correctly, or is it, as John said, Nylisha?
Oh, the phone's calling.
Nope, you're right, Ebro. It's Naisha.
Naisha, good morning. Thanks for joining the program, Naisha. Now, Naisha, Stump DJ John is the game. What is your question?
My question for DJ John is, what do the Chinese characters on Nicki Minaj's arm mean?
Naisha, are they the same as Foxy Brown's exactly? Do you know?
I'm not sure.
China doll? Is it China doll?
China doll, he goes with. Does the characters mean China doll? What does it mean, Naisha?
God is always with you.
I like it. Naisha, you're getting a ticket to see Nicki Minaj in Brooklyn.
Oh, thank you so much.
You are in the building.
My daughter, who calls me weird, is going to love this. That I finally got through and got her something.
Wait, so your daughter calls you weird because you call us?
Yes, because I won before, and she says I'm a weirdo for calling, and now she's going to be super excited. This is for her 16th birthday year.
So after your daughter has called you a weirdo, you're still going to give her these tickets?
Absolutely, that's my baby
moms
girl.
Moms are the best.
Wow.
Moms are the best. Better than me. I go to the concert without her. That's what you get. You get what you go for, lady.
Right.
Moms is out here getting you tickets. Naisha, we love you.
Thank you. I love you guys, too.
Hang on one second, okay?
Naisha
getting to go to the Pink Friday 2 tour, or at least she's going to give them to her 16-year-old. On the way, flashing lights, Laura Staff.
Oh, guys, it looks like there's been a cleanup. MGM Resorts has a few words to say about the Bruno Mars owing $50 million.
Uh-oh.
So we talked about this yesterday. Now there's an update. We'll talk about it coming up next.
Laura, do people call you Lauren to your face a lot? Like, do they be like, hey, Lauren? Does that ever happen?
No, not a lot, but it happens. Quickly correct them.
It happened twice to me over this weekend. How's Lauren doing? I was like, Lauren?
Wait, Lauren?
Lauren.
I was like, Laura? They were like, yeah, Laura, Laura. I was like, where did
two
you
different
get
names.
Lauren?
I know,
I think that's fairly common.
Lauren.
It doesn't happen to me a lot, but when it does, I'll be like, no, that's not my name.
Laura Styles. Hey, it's Laura Styles.
Lauren?
Yeah. How did he get Lauren? It's crazy.
I don't know.
97 minutes, commercial free. Cast one. Good morning. Kissing at home, the cutters. Whether they like or not.
I want to show you up. I want to show you up. Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, one of the most successful artists of the year, Doja Cat, on that Summer Jam stage. You can get your tickets. Laura, when do the tickets go on sale? When do the tickets?
Let me do a little quick check just to make sure. All right, the tickets. Let me see.
Don't mess this up, Laura. Come on, Lauren Styles.
Here we go.
The 23rd.
23rd, they go on sale, but there's a pre-sale Thursday and on sale Friday.
Yeah, and you can sign up at hot97.com/summerjam.
There you go. Go ahead. Get after it. Summer Jam back. Summer Jam. Laura Styles. Not Lauren Styles. Laura Styles with the flashing lights.
Call me Lauren.
People be calling you Lauren out here, bro. Somebody called me DJ Envy the other day. Rosewood was in.
Oh, that's facts.
So yesterday there was reports, and we talked about this, how Bruno Mars had a $50 million gambling debt with MGM.
Not what you want.
But now a rep for MGM Resorts International saying no, he doesn't have a $50 million gambling tab. Mm. They were just like, no, everything is good. Everything is good. We are great.
In other words, he paid the $50,000 tab.
No, $50 million.
$50 million tab.
Nah, in other words, either it never existed, we can say that's a real thing, or B, we're in so deep with Bruno Mars, he's going to be performing at this casino for a long time.
Yeah, everybody shut up.
We don't want to make him look bad. We need y'all to come to these shows he's about to be rocking out here.
Yeah, we got no problems.
Right. That's how I saw it, too. I was like, well, maybe this is a clamp, whatever. Or maybe it wasn't true. Who knows? But yesterday, we were discussing on how crazy a $50 million debt is.
Well, the other part is how do you even get to that number? Like, how did you get to $50 million in debt?
It's a lot of L's, bruh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how did they even let it get that high?
Right. You think at 10 mil, they go, hey, we wanted to step in real quick.
That's a problem, buddy.
We know you're Bruno Mars, and we know you're good for it. Yeah. But once we see 10 million, we're going to need you to go on ahead and put something on it. Could you put something on it?
You got five on that?
Put five on it at least, because up to $50 million.
Better sprinkle some of that 24-karat magic on this side.
Yeah, just a little. Let's see. Now, what do you guys think Bruno Mars made up? Now, these are always made up, but what do you think Bruno Mars' net worth is?
Bruno Mars' net worth, I'm going with.
It's made up. These things are always wrong.
But I'm going $70 million.
This is, again, stupid online article. You cannot trust these things, but it says $175 million.
$175 million.
Yeah, I googled it too. 175.
Now, but again, these are wrong. But
keeping it real, he writes all them records, man.
Yep,
he does write all them records. So I should have doubled my number for sure. And knowing how people are out here selling, publishing, not only does he write records, he's got super smashes.
It really does. I mean, put your pinky fingers to the moon, guys, and then go ahead and pay.
Yo, man, play some Bruno Mars on this radio this morning, man. We got to help this bro with his publishing. He got a $50 million tab.
Yeah.
Better play some.
No, they said he's good.
Or not. But that's your Flesh and Lights report. Time is 8:02, a high of 46 degrees, partly cloudy, alternate side parking is in effect.
Yeah. What if they're like, listen, he does not have a $50 million debt with us. It's 47.8.
It's 47.
But it's not.
Not 50 million.
It's not 50. Stop it. Run that, son. WQHT, HD1 FM. It's New York, baby. Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Good morning. Ride or die on the way next. Audio of Kanye saying he invented all the sounds of the last all 20 the years. Sounds.
Except Boosie, Ebro. He didn't invent
Boosie. Oh, yeah, except Lil Boosie.
He did say that? No.
Yeah. Oh, Lil man. Boosie yeah, made to clear right. that up. And Kanye was yeah, like, yeah, right. I don't want any part of that. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Ebro. Excuse me. It's Envy, Lauren, and Paul.
There you go.
I got called DJ Envy the other day on the street. And then dude was like, I was like, nah, ain't me, bro. Me and Rosenberg kept talking. And then I was like, yo, it's crazy when that happens. I don't look nothing like bro. But I guess we both light skin, beard, I guess, whatever.
Radio, you know.
Radio, people. And the dude was like, oh, no, my bad. So he pulled it together. It's all radio. It's all Morning Drive. Paul Rosenberg is here, though, and so is Lauren Stiles.
Love Lauren Stiles.
Lauren Stiles, man. It's real good.
Paul.
We actually have a drop, too. I think on the Sierra drop that we play sometimes of, like, the generic morning show thing, I feel like she calls Laura Laurel Stiles.
Laurel.
There's yeah. definitely a Laurel in a drop, yep.
Yeah,
Laurel Stiles. I like Laurel. I think I like Laurel better than I like Lauren.
She goes, Laurel Stiles.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kanye West is out here saying things unchecked, and that won't fly for me. That won't fly. You have the audio, DJ John. Yes. This is from a conversation with my compadre in the game. His name is Big Boy, one of the nicest guys you ever meet.
Man,
you don't think he's a nice guy?
Nicest guys ever. You know what? Another day, bro.
Wow.
Another day.
Didn't know. All right. You got the audio, John.
Something wrong with the system. Give me one second.
LLJ, Cool J.
Well,
you was just playing it a second ago.
I was, and it was just not dragging, which it should be dragging.
Man. So anyway, Kanye had a pretty long convo, and Big Boy's not the type of a host to challenge his guests.
He's not a confrontational host.
Nah, that's not what he does.
I got it right here. Sorry, guys.
Let's have a listen.
Saying I had invented every style of music of the past 20 years. I created the genre. I created weekend genre, Trav, Drake, you know, every, I'm going to say With All Love, Future and Thug, also because the auto-tune album, 808s, if you think about it, no one thinks about it. Everybody think about Trav, Weekend, and Drake, but no one thinks about Future and Thug, also the auto-tune album. Now, everyone, they added what it was to it, but here's a new genre. It's called Making Your Own Money.
LLJ Cool J.
Now, the reason this aggravates the hell out of me is because I know Kanye knows better. And he thinks he could just get away with this. And with a lot of his audience, he will. But I want to remind everybody while I have a platform that auto-tune was done by T-Pain before Kanye West. And most of the musical inspiration outside of the auto-tune on 808s and Heartbreaks was Kid Cudi. Now, Kanye, I don't want to take nothing away from Kanye because Kanye is a talented producer. And by producer, I mean someone who can bring multiple elements and inspirations into one place and create something amazing. He does that very well. But that's not inventing. That's innovating. Maybe I could give Kanye inspiring.
A part of creating, he played a role in certain sounds
maybe,
being developed.
But inventing?
People don't understand the word inventing. The word inventing is different, bruh. I mean, literally, I would use this comp. Cypher and I did the first podcast where we interviewed hip hop artists and got their history. We didn't invent the idea of talking. We just
didn't invent the idea of podcasting.
And we didn't go, what would be the technology where we could talk on it? No, we just did something early, and that's cool, man.
You know,
nice.
You did, I would say you did a hip-hop version of podcasting first.
First. Oh, first is dope. I'll take it. Thank you. I appreciate that. The word inventing is so holier than thou. Like, no, I sat there and I said, here's what I'm about to do. Like, you have to think about what an inventor is. Think about great inventions and what happened. And these aren't even things that he invented. Like, how can you leave T-Pain out of the conversation when you're having an auto-tune conversation?
Well, and how can you leave him out of the conversation when you literally put him on Graduation, one of your great classic right. albums, for the purpose of the fact that he had created a movement using something that had been in the studio for a long time, which auto-tune is.
The vocoder.
And if you want to even take a step further, Lil Wayne, as a rapper, got to the auto-tune before Kanye.
On Lollipop.
Yep.
And on which Kanye jumped on the remix to be next right. to the movement.
Right. Using auto-tune.
It's a great point. And when you think about it, that whole era, Graduation, that's before 808s. And he has T-Pain singing on Good Life to give him that exact vibe.
Mm-hmm. You know what else I can't stand either? The fact that people leave LL Cool J, I Need Love, out of the conversation when they're talking about love raps and the idea of being vulnerable as a rapper on a record. LL Cool J did that first.
Mm.
And the fact that PM Dawn is never brought up is a travesty. You got any PM Dawn in your Serato, Cas One?
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't?
A lot of people, I would assume.
Yeah, this fathered Drake more than anything Kanye did right here.
Shout to Jersey City. Yo, the fact that people let this stuff slide, it really irritates me. Is the expression grinds my gears?
That's it. I think that's fair.
And PM Dawn caught flack for being this vulnerable.
Now, I will say, vocally, I understand why people give it a hard time, though. Rapping so quiet and rapping to the man.
But people do this now, bro. This is a
true.
Thing.
But you're right. You're right.
This is a thing. There's a genre. It's called chill rap.
Chill rap is a genre?
Yes. Look in your streaming service and type in chill rap and see what comes up.
Wow. Nah, they father chill rap. Ain't no question. Now, it gets even deeper, though, with the Kanye conversation.
Talk to
because as you go further in his career into the last 10 years, 15 years, you start having conversations about he didn't even, quote, invent the things that he was doing. Even his own style was deeply influenced by the artists who he kept around him.
1,000%.
We're not going to pretend that your Cuddies, your Chance the Rappers, your Travis Scotts weren't also a big influence on what Kanye was doing. He's going to just pretend like he was the influence?
It's the reason I think it also agitates me, and I had to bring it up today, is because I know for a fact Kanye knows better. Shout to my man Bink the Humble Monster out here, who was doing the soul samples. You got that 1-900 Hustler from the Rock La Familia album by any chance clean?
1-900 Hustler, Siegel, holler at your boy. What's
Bink.
What up,
matter of fact, Just Blaze and Kanye copied what Bink was doing. And that's well documented.
Yeah, that's historical fact, as they say. From a bike, they keep buying hard white. And if you free tomorrow night, we can meet and discuss price. FYI, I've never been robbed in my life. Oh, you find a chick, you hold up in a crib and let her introduce you around. Wait, Ebro, did you say that you're frustrated that Kanye goes unchecked and that he knows better? Did you just say knows better about the guy? And I'm sorry, this is where it's relevant. About the guy who within the last year bigged up Hitler publicly? Are you saying he knows better? Hit Ebro with the button, please, on what the term knows better may even mean.
I just thought maybe his appreciation for the music culture known as hip-hop would be greater
than his appreciation for world politics, which he clearly struggles with?
Yes.
At the end, Kanye's obsessed with himself, guys, and to the point that he has built a fan base that doesn't care about facts. They just care about whatever he says. And if you say anything else, you're a yay hater. And that's really what it is, and that's how he likes it.
Well, and there's another thing. Let's not forget RZA with the soul samples on 36 Chambers. Let's never forget that. Let's never forget Kanye, I think, is documented talking about how Q-Tip's production, Tribe Called Quest, Pete Rock was what he was studying.
Also, Dilla's drums.
Dilla's drums. Also, shout to my man No ID, who literally taught Kanye how to produce and was using soul samples and jazz samples on Common albums and other things. Like, how do you even fix your lips, bro?
But, and Kanye has acknowledged him before.
That's the chaotic part for my brain.
The influence before. So for him to say this now.
Well, and so, Laura, that takes me to a place that something that, you know, sometimes I come on here, something's been tapping me for long. It's tapping me. And I've come on here multiple times. And I've said, you know, hey, man. If Trump wins again, this is what America deserves. I want to see it happen. And you and Roseburg will be like, nah, we don't want to see that. We won't see it. I'm done. In so many ways, I am so done beating the drum for people paying attention to, like, actual facts or remembering things that actually took place.
I know. It's so,
like, I'm done. Ugh. Because people are so lazy, you deserve terrible trash.
Critical thinking is out the window. Common sense is out the window. Nobody cares.
But listen, this is why I get frustrated to see him pop up and have interviews and go unchecked. Like, what's the point of having the conversation? Is just to get the views?
Yes.
You won't have a conversation. You can't really, if you're not willing to check him on things that he said, bro. And you're just gonna sit there and act like and be like a friend or a fan. I get it. He's done incredible things in music, but the things that people say and do over time matters. You can't just then sit there and act as if the last few years didn't happen. And then in your interview, he starts saying things that are crazy and deserve to be checked. And you go, yeah, you did invent The Weeknd. He didn't do anything with his sound. That's you, Abel, and XO. What did they even do? They just. Like, I mean, honestly, Kanye, yeah, I hear you in The Weeknd, but The Weeknd definitively found his own pocket. I'm not even a Weeknd fan. That's how unique his thing is. It's not even for me. But you cannot tell me you invented that. You can't.
Well, maybe the joke's on us for caring too damn much.
Of course the joke's on us for caring too much.
Yo, play that 1-900 Hustler one more time.
Oh,
at least that feels great.
No, that did feel nice to hear.
It felt real good
on a Tuesday.
And next, the gurus will come in. Let's get to it. It's Envy, Lauren, and Paul.
Yeah.
You find it through the town, you send them a short message. Say, hey, I'm new in town. I don't know my way around. But I got some soft white that's sure to come back brown. I get that butter.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Why not hide the hustler? See, well, holler at your boy. What's the problem, shorty?
Yeah, what up, man?
That was,
Hammer. That is a hammer.
bank, man, on production. Don't ever think, man, that started with Just Blaze. And I love Just Blaze. Great guy.
No, Just Blaze took it to a place, for sure.
Took it to a place. But that right there, that guy, Bink, that's who invented that. You know what I'm saying? That feeling right there.
Well, again, though, let's not use the word invented.
True.
Because
RZA did it too.
Because Pete and RZA were tapping into so much soul stuff.
They were tapping it.
But Bink with the speeding up part. Yeah, that's a big piece of it. But again, you don't need to use the word invent. He modified.
Innovated.
Innovate.
Let's go to the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shiny Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com, where the gurus unite to shine the light on your darkness. Let me burn the sage. All right, Rosenberg, let's hop on these lily pads and tell us who's out there in need of the gurus. Zen
is right. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Your destination for clarity. Go ahead. Send us an email. We'll find our way to guide you to the light. Today's email comes from the United Kingdom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Where I've read that Kate Middleton has been spotted alive and well.
Yo, that was so weird. People was really on it, right?
I couldn't even follow what was going on at first. And then eventually I understood, wait, they're saying she's gone?
Well, I guess they were feeling like, oh, they're trying to hide something, you know, sinister or salacious.
Edited a photo?
They had seen her. She edited a photo, Laura. You know, don't be editing photos out here. You know what I mean? You have a public job. The taxpayers and then UK.
And then she went to the hospital. And who's she with? William? William, yeah. So. Prince William, then she went to the hospital one day and never went back.
No return visit? What's going on here?
From your husband? And then it starts triggering people because people go, wait a second. Never forget that Princess Diana was like, before she died, Princess Diana, people who knew her, she said, they're never going to let me be queen. And now remember, Kate Middleton's in line to be the next queen. So people started thinking something sinister.
Yeah, but they're going to let Kate Middleton be queen because they don't want Meghan Markle to be queen. So guess what?
That ain't happening.
Guess what, fam?
He's not even in line, though. He can't get it.
Guess what?
You just want to make it about the black part. But he's the younger brother.
No, they want Kate Middleton to be queen, for sure. Who else would be? There would be no other.
Let him be alone. Let him be alone. I don't know. I don't really follow this crap. But she is alive, apparently. All right, here we go, guys. So this is our email comes from the UK.
Okay.
Gurus, loyal podcast listener from the UK. I love all you guys. Needing some real advice. 32-year-old male. I've recently stopped being friends with three of my closest friends. We were best friends for 20 years. And it all happened over me sticking up for myself regarding a comment that was made about me during an argument. For the last 4 or 5 months, myself and my three friends have went back and forth over this issue to the point where it resulted in punches being thrown.
Whoa.
Got the hands.
I've told my friend to apologize and we can move on, but he won't. And I don't feel like I should back down in this situation either. My friends basically told me if I don't back down, by the way, Cass, please cue Tom Petty, they were done with me.
Don't back down.
So I said no, and we haven't been in contact for 6 weeks now. The question is, am I wrong for sticking to my guns and defending myself over a very distasteful comment? I don't think I am, but I feel lost without three of my closest friends. Many thanks for any advice. P.S. Hope we get the Hot 97 app in the UK soon.
Wait, the Hot 97 app ain't in the UK?
I don't think people can listen live on the Hot 97 app overseas.
Wait, Rosenberg, he said all that and he didn't tell us what his friends said?
That
I I know. I'm like, what did he say?
That's the hardest part, bro, because it's literally that's the there.
Right.
Is in what's the there? There's no there there because.
And was like it you said, true?
You said a distasteful comment.
Right.
That could range from, like, some people could consider it friendship ending and we fight just because someone said, yo, your mother. Other people could think that's a light joke and not even serious. So, like, we have to know, what if it was, you know, ethnically based? What if it was something nasty about your wife, like your children? It's a joke about your child. We don't even have any idea.
Well, it was them there was fighting words, clearly.
But it was enough.
I don't know. What are the fighting words?
Right.
Like, what?
Do you need to know? You just knew it was enough to fight. How about that?
Or it could have been something petty, and he's being petty about it. It could have been something true.
Either way, it's enough for him to want to fight.
Right. What if it's true?
But what? It's still enough for him to want to fight. Focus on the fact that they went to fisticuffs.
True.
But that's still why he has to ask himself the question. Is the issue that what was said was completely out of bounds and absolutely warrants an apology? Or it was just a loose argument and you feel like the person needs to apologize? Like, there is a difference there.
Well, but wouldn't the focus, if you was a guru, be on the fact that clearly it was enough for them to get in the fisticuffs in a fight? So maybe one friend thought it was light and nothing, and another friend wanted to take it up a notch. They're not on the same page. And if you're really truly friends and you make a joke that the other friend thinks is valid enough to start a fight,
right?
If you really love and care that for that person, wouldn't you still want to apologize? Like, yo, I didn't intend for this to go.
I know that there. That is the killer part. You would think, regardless of what it was, why wouldn't this, quote, friend just say, yo, at this point, man, it's this big a deal. I'm sorry. Yo, the amount of things that I've apologized for where I really didn't feel the apology was on me, but, like, I just don't think it's worth the other person being upset. Isn't that, like, sort of just part of adulthood?
Yes. Well, yeah, there's a maturity in the fact that intent, right? Like, that's the intent part. Right?
Exactly.
If you didn't intend to harm someone, but you did harm them,
then you say
sorry. The mature thing is to say, I apologize because I wasn't intending to harm you. So that wasn't even my aim. So I don't have a problem apologizing because I wasn't even on that page.
Yo, your friends don't like you, bro. They don't respect you. And with friends like that, who needs enemies? It's time to cut them loose.
Damn.
Cass going with
burn it down.
For 20 years.
I mean, listen, man, all good things come to an end, man.
Facts.
Nah, man, the whole crew of your 20-year best friends.
Time to grow up. Maybe they didn't grow up. Maybe they're immature, and that's why you wanted to fight them.
Yeah, right. Who needs three best friends? How can you be best friends with three people? That's not right. That's not a thing.
I do think it's whack, though. They can't see how much this is hurting you, and they all decided. They believed in the comment so much that they're just like, all right, then you're on your own, because we're not backing down.
But you know what's crazy? But here's the thing. Yeah, unless it's true, Cass, but assuming it was pure nastiness, right? Mm. Let's make it something terrible. Let's just assume it's something terrible, right? You know, that's why everyone in high school said your mother was whatever, something bad.
Oh my God.
I'm just making it up. But if it was that thing, though, that's why, in the words of Tom Petty, he can't back down. Because it changes the dynamic of the relationship now. To what? Come back and be like, you're right, guys. My mom is that. Like, you can't take that either. I do think he's right to not back down if it's something that's really wrong.
He was ready to fight over it, so clearly it's wrong to him.
You can't just eat that.
Or they did fight. He said they did fight.
Yeah, isn't it crazy? Punches were thrown and they still didn't get past it.
Dang.
Well, because they didn't apologize.
Yo, bro, you got to tell us what it was, by the way. I'm going to need a follow-up.
You have to know.
I'm not a guru. I don't need to know what it is. If it caused you to want to fight, and then people don't love you enough to tell you, you know what, my bad, F them, cancel.
You say that, Ebro, but you never know what we could find out.
But even if I find out, yo, bro, that's writing us right now, yo, you a little bitch, you shouldn't have wanted to fight over that. That's his thing, though. It's still his thing.
But what if they just kept it real with him? What if they're like, yo, my man, you lose weight. We're worried about you. We don't know. And he was like, how dare you say I need to lose weight? I'm fighting you.
So
we don't know.
He doesn't need to be friends with those people because they keep it too real. You still need to move on.
Listen, the fact that all three friends don't want to apologize and they don't care enough to be like, I miss you too. Like this,
and the other two won't side with you to push him. Like, yo, man, just apologize.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They don't like you that much, bro. Right.
There we go. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe this ain't it, Rosenberg. Maybe this.
That's why I'm leaning toward either they don't respect you and they don't care about how you feel, or whatever they said is true. That's what
it's really an and or. It could be both. Facts. It could be and or. What they said was true, and they don't really like you enough or care enough about you. Sorry.
All right, but let's keep it real. Let's say they say something like, you stink, bro. You stink, you stink. You've been stinking. You stink, right? Even if it's true and he does stink, they could at least look, I'm sorry that we let it escalate and we love you. We want you to take a shower.
Yo, Lauren Styles.
You see what
Styles.
I'm saying? Like, they could come back and just be like, yo, my bad for being so mean.
Laurel, they listening. Don't want to do it.
He's right, though.
No, I agree with you. They don't. So maybe this is the
Don't back down, man. Hold your ground.
Yeah, if you were really hurt, don't back down.
There we go.
Don't back down.
But burn it down.
Well said.
In the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. We have no weakness.
Coming up, flashing lights, Laura Stiles. What are we working on?
Coming up in the flashing lights report. This story makes me both happy and mad. Alicia Keys and Roc Nation step in to save a school's performing arts program. A great deed, but why are we here in the first place? We'll talk about it coming up next.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah. Listen, after we go live, like we do a live radio show. This is funny stuff that's going on here. We do another live after we went live. It's a program, it's a show. And so we
live
after the live program show.
What Evo's trying to say is that right when you hear this segment end, a couple minutes later, we go on the Hot 97 YouTube channel, and that's when the real ish gets talked. You never know what's going to get said. It's crazy.
Nah, it gets wild in there.
It does get a little loose.
But the interesting piece is I don't even know who actually hears it.
We don't even know the purpose of it.
I have no idea.
One of us going to end up getting fired because of something that happens in that show. And we don't even know why we're doing it in the first place. We don't.
Yo, they asked her, yo, we need you guys to live stream YouTube, blobbity, bloopity, blobbity, blah, blah, blah. So we did it. And I'm like, hey, is anybody listening to this thing?
They're we have like, no idea.
Didn't y'all want us to do this?
We don't get it. But we're there. And it's a fun time. So I do look forward to it, oddly enough.
Yo, today's dangerous, too.
A lot of topics out there. There's a lot of topics.
It's dangerous for me because I'm in a bad space. I've had enough.
You're tired.
My sleep's broken because, you know, Selassie waking up all the time. And one of the reasons I get a lot of sleep, you may or may not know this, is so that I can be more careful and my emotions are stabilized.
Oh, you're saying sleep is good for emotions?
Sleep is good to make sure you don't do nothing crazy in your life, and especially for me. So if you do crazy things or you're always feeling like kind of crazy and you also don't sleep, the reason I like that is because what?
No, you're just so right. Like the amount, yo, if we were to look at the craziest people in life, I guarantee you they're not sleeping.
That's right.
Guaranteed.
We'll repeat your,
Oh, yo.
Perfect example.
Trump never sleeps.
And Joe Biden's the opposite. He falls asleep all the time, which I don't mind. That's why I call him Sleepy Joe. Go to sleep, bro. Make good decisions. I need you to do that.
Yo, the famed rap artist who we can no longer talk about because he's redacted, whenever we saw him, I'd be like, yo, my man's tired. You need a nap. Someone needs to get you to lay down and sleep. People out here need to rest and eat a salad. Stop by Just Salad. Take yourself a nap.
No, man. Sleep, man. Sleep. Whew. Sleep, please. And if you have problems sleeping, go see somebody. There's professionals that can help you.
Yeah.
You need to sleep. Let's go. Flashing lights. Lauren Staff. Or Lauren. Or Laurel. Whatever. You know, whatever.
Or Jock. Yes.
So I had actually brought this up in to Rosenberg last week about how sad I was. My girlfriend Claire teaches classes at the Professional Performing Arts School. And then there was a big, email that went out that they were shutting down the performing arts program, right?
Crazy.
And I was like, guys, this is crazy. So next thing you know, boom, TMZ, Alicia Keys and Roc Nation came together because a seventh grader put together a GoFundMe to keep the school's performing arts program alive. And Alicia Keys was a former student, so she saw how much this young student raised and went ahead and donated the extra $60,000 needed to make sure that this stays open.
Love that.
I mean, kudos. You know, it's so dope for Alicia and Roc Nation to do that, but it's also super whack that we're seeing these cuts in the city, man. That we're seeing all these important programs get cut. Ugh, it's so annoying.
Now, Laurel, I gotta tell you, this has been a thing for a long time. In all cities, the first things they cut are the programs that actually help kids stay engaged. The art, the music, the sports. A lot of times sports survives because it makes money for certain schools. So the sports, you know, the basketball program or the football program can survive because people buy tickets and they can, you know, kind of chalk it up to we're making a couple of dollars on concessions and some tickets and, you know, blah, blah, bloopity, blah, blah, blah.
Bloopity blips.
Bloopity blips. But this has been going on for a long time, Laura, especially major metropolitan areas like New York City.
Ebro, why would we focus on making kids have things to do when we could just put the National Guard on the subway instead? Well, why are you trying to fix the problem before it starts when we could wait for the problem?
And then put them in jail.
Put them in jail, basically. Make money in the prisons, and pay the cops overtime. Mm. Yo, bro, you don't even understand how the business of this works, man.
Cut the programs, frustrate the kids, frustrates the parents.
Yes.
People start acting out. They're not already not getting sleep at home. They're not eating good food at home. They have no extracurricular outlets. And then boom, boom, pow. Let's just get them fast track right into the prison pipeline.
Boom. Now we got more work.
Disgusting. But anyway.
Wait, Rosenberg, why are your arms in your shirt? What's happening?
I'm stretching my. This is an old shirt I've had for 20 years. And it's. I didn't like how tight it was. I'm giving the old stretcheroo.
It's damn near 9 o'clock. We've been doing this show for 3 hours. You've been on camera.
But I just noticed it now. So I'm doing the old stretcheroo-ski right now. You know, after the show. We're about to go after the show live. And I wanted to be good on YouTube.
For the four people that's going to tune in. Today we're going to count. We're going to count and see how many people.
Watch. I bet today's our biggest one ever. I bet we break 1,000 today.
1,000 people are going to at 9 a.m. when they're supposed to be at work?
When they hear what we have to say about all the things we didn't mention on the air, when we go in on Kanye and Michael Rapaport, everyone who caught it today on the show, they catch it double in the YouTube after the live program show.
There it is. I love the title, too, man. It was put into that. The live after the live.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 8:54. A high of 46 degrees today, and alternate side parking is in effect.
I think you need to change your shirt. I don't think you did that shirt any justice.
That's the best this shirt could do. See you on YouTube, guys. Hot 97 YouTube.
Waking up early. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Waking up, let's go. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.